Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Just three of us in the studio, a couple of Colts, and me. And I'm going to be talking a little bit about tips, things that I've written down in the book that has not been published. I don't know if it'll ever be published, but I've got some thoughts. And if you've got a better way of doing things than I'm discussing, I'd love to hear from you. Okay? 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And if you've had a fire drill, a home meeting with your family around the kitchen table, you can certainly call in and tell us what that experience is. Okay, so in California, there have been record electricity power shutoffs. Some reports say 2 million, some say 800,000, some say 1 million. I don't know what the number is, but I do know that the electricity has been shut off and there are fires in California. And the idea was Pacific Gas and Electric shut the electricity off because they thought that there might be more problems with downed power lines, you know, power poles burning and falling over and starting more fires. So they shut the electricity off in many, many locations in California. Well, there was this thought by people who bought Tesla cars, electric cars, that they could be immune from some of these power problems because they had a solar system. What they did was they put panels on the roof, and they put in the inverters, and they plugged into the grid. And the idea was the solar panels during sunny days, of which there are plenty in California, would provide electricity for the homes. And any unused electricity would go right to the grid. And if the electricity failed, it'd be no problem because the solar panels were in place, the inverter was in place, everything would be good. But it didn't work like that. What happened was that there are three kinds of solar systems. I'll talk about that in a second. But the kind that most people installed was called a grid-tied system. So the way that works is you have a solar panel. You generate direct current, typically about 33 volts per panel. And you string three panels together and you get 99 volts. That electricity is then inverted to 120 or 240 volts and pushed back on the grid. And your neighbors get to use it, you get to use it, but it is entirely dependent on a signal, a clock, at 60 cycles per second. So the North American power system, the power grid, if you will, is dependent on a 60-cycle clock. So there's a frequency of 60 cycles per second. And that clock, that 60 cycles per second, is regulated so accurately that back in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, 70s, even to today, you could run a clock on the accuracy of that 60 cycle current. And there used to be clocks made by General Electric. They're called Telcron clocks. They had a synchronous motor. And that powered some gears, which powered the second hand, the minute hand, and the hour hand on analog clocks. Most people had those clocks in their kitchens. They were clocks on the analog clocks built into stoves. So we all used. Because the 60-cycle current was that accurate. Well, that was necessary to run the solar system with the grid-tied configuration. When that 60-cycle signal disappeared, there's no power generated from the solar system. It is totally dependent on that 60-cycle clock. So what happened was people in California thought that they could, heck, we can charge our Teslas, our electric cars, from our own system if the grid goes down. And they found out that they could not. Now, why is that? I have a feeling it's because of ignorance. I have a feeling it's because they didn't realize how the system worked. Which is why I keep saying you have to do it yourself. You can't rely on other people to tell you and configure and install and maintain your equipment, including cars. You have to do it yourself. So here we have probably hundreds of thousands of solar panel installations that did not work when the grid was shut down. And we probably had maybe 1,000 that did work. So here's how it goes. Here's Solar Systems 101 in a nutshell. So the least expensive solar power system is called grid-tied. Grid-tied. So what you have is what I've been describing, a solar array and an inverter, and you pump electricity onto the grid. And there's a meter that says, here's how much you pushed onto the grid. And then when you draw back from the grid, the meter says, here's how much you used. And at the end of the month, there is a simple arithmetic calculation to tell you whether you owe or they owe. Okay? It's as simple as that. And that's the least expensive. There's no battery bank in the middle there. All right, so now that's the least expensive. Now, a little bit more expensive than that would be an off-grid system. Now, Rich Sheban and Gwyneth have off-grid systems. And what you have there is you have the solar array. You have a charge controller. What that does is it takes the direct current from the solar panels, and it manages charging the battery bank. And then you have an inverter, and the inverter draws electricity from the battery bank, and it powers your devices. It is totally independent from the grid. So that is a system where there's no grid involved whatsoever, off-grid. And then the most expensive type is a hybrid, and that's what we have. And it's not a lot more expensive, it's just a little bit more expensive than the off-grid system. And a hybrid system is, if we want, we can sell electricity to the utility company, or we can choose to disconnect from the utility company and be totally off-grid. So we have the best of both worlds. Now, the reason that we've done that is air conditioning is just brutal. To try to figure out a way to have enough current to run air conditioning in the summer. It's really, air conditioning takes a lot of current. The rest of the year, we don't really need the grid at all. So we have a system that is one where we generate our current, and during those sunny days, we can run the entire farm on our system. And if we have, what happens is the solar panels charge the battery bank, and it's a huge battery bank. And we draw from that battery bank. The if there's a dip in generation versus what we are drawing from the system, that battery bank provides enough current to let us ride out these dips. You know, let's say some clouds get between us and the solar array. So that's what the battery bank is for. And then in the evenings, we've charged the battery bank enough so that we can run the devices cautiously, efficiently, judiciously through the evening, and we should have enough charge in the batteries to ride out the evening. And then in the morning, the sun comes out again, and we start charging the battery bank over and over and over again. That's how it works. So what happened in California was as simple as this. People didn't understand, or they opted not to have a system that would ride out the grid being down. I think they were considering, well, we've got these solar powered, I'm sorry, we've got these electric cars and we can power them with our solar array. And they thought that this would be a great way to save money. And actually it's not. It's really not a great way to save money because the payback period is probably around 13 years to pay back a solar array with a grid-tied system. So we never even considered having a grid-tied system. It didn't occur to us because for us, the reason we wanted to be have our farm solar powered is because we wanted to be independent. And the only way that you can be independent is if you have an off-grid system or a hybrid system that you can select between grid-tied and off-grid. So I just want to make that clear. Now, a battery bank can cost as much as the rest of the system. So literally, you can get solar panels, and you can get your inverter, and you get all the wiring and all that, and that might cost half the cost of the system. The rest of the cost is the battery bank. So the battery bank is a big deal. And it's also important to decide what kind of batteries you want. So if you want lithium-type batteries, that's great. But they are really, really picky as to how you charge them. And you need to have a very sophisticated charging system to monitor each cell. And a lot of times you have a computer-controlled charging system that looks at each cell and then charges each cell depending on what each cell needs. Now, in our case, we have 40 cells. 40 cells, and each one looks like a battery, like a car battery, except our cells are three times the size of each car battery, and there are 40 of them. And in our case, each cell is 1.2 volts, and they are nickel iron. So we have 40 cells tied together in series, plus to minus, 40 of them, times 1.2 volts, and that equals 48 volts. So we have a 48-volt system. And in terms of how much can you discharge a battery or a battery bank? Well, if you have a lead-acid battery, and you can use those with a solar array, you could use car batteries if you wanted. They won't last very long. But what happens is there's what's called depth of discharge. And that means that how low can you take a battery before you damage it? Well, with lead-acid batteries, like in your car, if you take them lower than 15%, meaning you have an 85% remaining charge, if you take them lower than that, you'll permanently damage the battery. Permanently. So the idea is you don't want to use more than 15% of the charge. So you have this massive array of batteries, but you can only use 15% of it. You can use more in lithium, and you can use almost all of it in nickel iron. So nickel iron cells don't seem to get damaged by severe discharge as compared to lead acid. So you have more capacity in the same amount of space, usable capacity, with nickel iron. And that's why we selected nickel iron. But now I have a feeling there's going to be a massive panic to buy nickel iron batteries from China, because I don't think there's any company in the United States that makes them. So now the Californians have figured out that they made a huge mistake because they don't have batteries. So what are they going to do? They're going to buy batteries. And they're going to upgrade their systems from grid-tied, which don't work when the power's off, to maybe a hybrid system, which makes a lot more sense, but it's a lot more expensive. So I think the rush is going to be on to buy nickel-iron batteries from China. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about solar systems, and I just gave a primer on how they work and what to consider. I didn't talk about the total cost, but if you decide that you want a second opinion, or if you have some questions, you can give us a call. I'll tell you what I know. 866-582-9933. And that doesn't have to be today. It can be any time. Okay, so, but we are trying to stay on topic most days. If you want to learn how electricity works, I suggest you buy this book, and you can buy it used. It's a Black and Decker book, and it's called The Complete Guide to Home Wiring. And it's brilliantly written. And the one that I have is an older copy. The pages are falling out. I've used it for close to 20 years, I guess. And it has a switch, an electrical switch, like a wall switch, and it's painted blue and white. So if you're wondering about the one I have, that's it. Okay, so let's talk about a really neat device. If you want to know how much electricity your appliance use, there's a really simple device that you can buy. And I've got the page from Amazon on my screen right now. The device is called Kill a Watt. Three words. K-I-L-L space, the letter A, space Watt, W-A-T-T. The model I have is called a P3, and it is an electricity usage monitor. The current price on Jeff Bezos' site is Amazon, $20.59. And it has several buttons. It has a display, and that display will tell you the voltage of that outlet that you plug this into. So this is like the size of a little bigger than a deck of cards. And it has a display that reads volts, amps, watts, cycles per second, and it will actually meter how much electricity is being used from the start till the finish time. So you can say, start now, I want to know how many kilowatts my refrigerator has used. Because a refrigerator typically sits without using current a lot of the time. When the compressor comes on, it uses current. When you open the door and the light comes on, it uses current. When it's in defrost mode, it's using current. But the rest of the time, it's sitting using no current. Unless you have a computer-controlled refrigerator, then it's using current all the time. So if you want to know how much current a device uses, like a refrigerator or a toaster or a countertop toaster oven, a mixer, your lights, your desk lamp, so forth, this device plugs right into the wall outlet. And then on the face of it, it has a receptacle. So you plug it into the wall outlet, and then you plug, for example, your toaster into the outlet on the front of this kilowatt meter. And it will tell you the volts of that particular receptacle. Typically, it's going to be around 120 point something. It could be as low as 110. It could be as high as 130. But typically somewhere around 120. And you can actually look at how many volts your receptacle or your house wiring is providing from the utility, if you have a utility, or if you've got a generator hooked up, it'll tell you that as well. It will also tell you how many amperes or amps, A-M-P-S, your device is drawing. If you push the watt button, it will tell you how many watts. And that's typically what we want to know. We want to know how many watts. So a hair dryer might be 1,700 watts. A toaster might be 1,500 watts. A light bulb, a compact fluorescent, might be 21. An LED might be 9. An incandescent might be 60. So if you want to know, this is the device. And for a little over $20, you can buy one. And I suggest you do that. Because how much electricity is consumed by appliances? Well, I'm going to tell you. So you need to know this. I was in Sam's Club with John, who's writing the book about preparedness, and I brought him over to the generator section. And I said, here are a couple generators. Which one would you buy and why? And we talked about it. And in order to know, you need to know how much current or how many watts you are going to be using and how much of that is electric motor powered, because electric motors run with one amount of current, but they start with two or three times more. We'll talk about that in just a minute.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
You- USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dry conditions and the arrival of Santa Ana winds in California are spelling a soaring wildfire risk. One of the big fires, which exploded overnight, is in the northernmost neighborhood of Los Angeles. And the L.A. County Fire Chief David Richardson says more than 1,900 homes have been affected by evacuation orders.
This fire continues across the city of Los Angeles, through the county of Los Angeles, and ultimately, as we've seen with the Woolsey Fire and other wind-driven fires, this most likely will end up in Ventura County before it's all said and done.
That fire is currently 0% contained. An Iranian oil tanker has reportedly been struck by two rockets off the coast of Saudi Arabia. Iranian officials say the ship's on fire, leaking oil into the Red Sea, and there's been no claim of responsibility yet. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds, start.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Just me for this hour. I'm talking about some of the tips in the book, and one of them is to buy a kilowatt measuring device, and it's a little over $20, $20 and change on Amazon. You can buy them used. I believe I picked one up for either $1 or $5 at a junk store. I can't believe it was there. I think it was more like a dollar. And nobody wanted it. I couldn't believe it. So, I have two. And and I use them all the time. As a matter of fact, this broadcast is running on one of them. I've got one permanently plugged in because I have all of the computers at the farm running all electronics, okay? Television, the computers in the studio, the microphone mixer, the internet equipment, the monitors, the DVD player, the telephone system, everything. I have a landline system, but it has electronics for the speakerphones. I've got multiple. It's like a 12-station kind of a telephone system, so each phone can communicate with the other phone, so it requires electricity from the wall outlet. All of that is running on an uninterruptible power system, which is powered through a kilowatt device, because I want to know how much electricity is all of this equipment using, and what happens when I shut off monitors and computers and mixers and so forth. So it tells me all that, and I suggest you consider getting one. Kill space A space Watt. So how much electricity do devices use? Well, I'm going to give you two ways of looking at this: dollars and cents and kilowatts. So what is a kilowatt? A kilowatt is 1,000 watts for 1 hour. So it's called a kilowatt hour. So the amount of electricity is 1,000 watts, but for how long? 1 hour. And how much does that cost? Well, the national average in the United States is somewhere between 11 and 12 cents per kilowatt hour. So if you have a 100-watt light bulb, an incandescent light bulb, and you run it for 10 hours, that would equal 1,000 watts. So if you run it for an hour, 1,000 watts for an hour is a kilowatt. How much would that cost? Let's say 11 or 12 cents for 10 hours. Okay, or 1.1 or 1.2 cents per hour. So let me give you the numbers. If you want to know if a device uses a lot of electricity or a little, you look at the power cord. The heavier the power cord, the more electricity that device uses. So if you look at that little wall power supply, that little charger that you plug in for your phone, has this little flimsy cord that comes out of the USB connector. That uses very little electricity, very little. So that's one way of judging. Does it cost a lot? No. Does a hairdryer? Yes. Does a toaster? Yes. All right, so here are the numbers. So a portable heater, like a space heater, draws about 1,500 watts. That is, 1,500 watts is 1.5 kilowatts per hour, about 17 cents an hour. If you have a baseboard heating unit, the kind where you have a thermostat on the wall, built-in baseboard, electric baseboard, they use about 250 watts per foot. So 4 feet of it would be a kilowatt per hour. If you had a six-foot unit, that would use about 17 cents per hour. That's just 6 feet of it. So, and that's when it's on. So when the thermostat on the wall tells it to come on, or the thermostat on the unit tells it to come on, it's going to be drawing about 17 cents per hour for 6 feet. So if you have 12 feet, it would cost twice as much. Now, if you have an electric furnace, and some people have them, they have a furnace that blows air over some electric coils, that's about $1.16 an hour when it's running, $1.16. If you have a heat pump, which is more efficient, and those are rated in tons, so a 1.5-ton heat pump is going to use about 32 cents of electricity per hour. If you have a 5-ton heat pump, about $1.07 per hour. That's when it's running. So it's not going to use much electricity when it's not running, but it will use some. It will use some to power the electronics, you know, the computer controls and so forth, in the furnace. Some thermostats are electrically powered. They've got displays. Others are mechanical, and they just have little switches in them with a bimetal, we'll call it a thermostat, that turns on and off the furnace. You know, they're Honeywell, they're round, and they have a plastic bezel, and you turn the bezel, and it moves the needle. It tells the furnace when to come on and off. Okay. An air conditioner, if you have a window unit that is 12 SEER, 12 energy efficiency rating, and it's 8,000 BTU, so it's just a small window unit, it's going to use 8 cents an hour. $0.08 an hour when it's running. If you have a larger window unit or wall unit, like 18,000 BTUs, it's going to use about $0.20 per hour when it's running. If you have central air, a 3-ton central air conditioning system, that's 12 SEER, it's going to take about $0.33 an hour. A whole house fan is a lot less. It will cost you between $0.03 and $0.05 per hour to run a whole house fan. Now, that would be one of those things that has the shutters, and it blows air into the attic and then out through the attic vents. The heat goes. A portable fan, you know, one of those box fans, about $0.03 an hour. Ceiling fan, they're pretty darn efficient. They're about $0.01 per hour. We have a bunch of ceiling fans in our house. Just as an aside, I don't like the lights hanging down from the ceiling fan, so none of our ceiling fans has lighting built in. They're wired for it. They could have, but we chose to not have those three or four upside-down or semi-upside-down bulbs burning out very quickly, and they're hard on the eyes, so we don't have that. But that ceiling fans are about $0.01 per hour, depending on whether you have it on low, medium, or high speed. Now, a hot water heater is a big deal. A hot water heater will consume somewhere around $41 to $55 a month in electricity just for your hot water heater. And the more water you use that's heated, the more electricity you use if you have an electric hot water heater. And one thing you should do, in my opinion, is flush your hot water heater out every month. And there's a drain at the bottom of your hot water heater. Sometimes you have to put a screwdriver in to turn the valve. Sometimes it's a little knob. But you hook up a garden hose to it, and you hook it up to a drain that's lower than the hot water heater. You turn it on and let it run for about a minute, and all kinds of chunks of calcium will come out. And what's happening is that calcium is building up around the elements that heat the water, and it causes that hot water heater to become less efficient. So you should flush it once a month. If you have an instantaneous type hot water heater, that would use about $1.32 an hour when it's heating water. There's another big one. We get into the kitchen. So if you have an oven, it's about $0.25 an hour to run your oven. If you have a surface cooktop, it's about $0.17 an hour, between $0.11 and $0.17 an hour. If you have a self-cleaning oven and you want that self-cleaning feature powered up, $0.66 per cleaning. Microwave ovens are relatively inexpensive to use. Many of us are concerned about microwaves traveling through the air into our bodies and damaging us. So how much do they cost? About 1 cent for 5 minutes. 1 cent for 5 minutes. If you have one of those portable electric broilers, $0.17 an hour. Coffee maker, about 1 cent per brew, which is a pretty good deal. So you should, if you're going to drink coffee, you should make your own. An electric coffee maker is a good way to go, and that's what we use. If you have a coffee maker with the warmer, you know, that plate that warms up that pot of coffee, it's about 4 cents per hour. Dishwasher, electric dishwasher, using the normal cycle, not including the cycle or the feature that would heat the water, just the normal cycle, assuming that your water is hot enough coming out of your faucet to run the dishes, it's going to be between 11 and 24 cents per load. Let's go on to a toaster. So if you want to make 2 slices of toast, it's going to cost 1 cent to do that. A toaster oven is going to cost you about 8 cents per hour. A waffle iron, if you're going to make four waffles, it's going to be 4 cents, so a penny per waffle. But you can't just make one. You know, you're going to be making a couple of waffles at a time. Refrigerators. Now, we'll classify these as an older unit, 1996 and older. To me, that's pretty new, but according to published information, that would be considered an older design. So they would use about $16.50 per month. a freezer. Now, that would be a frost-free, okay? $16.50 for a 1996 and older unit. For a freezer, manual defrost freezer, about 15 cubic feet, same size as the refrigerator I just mentioned, would be about $9.90 a month. Now, if you go to a newer unit, like an Energy Star 14 cubic feet, which is really a small refrigerator, it's $3.80 a month. If you go to a frost-free that's 17 cubic feet, it's going to be $3.85 per month. If you go to an Energy Star frost-free 19 cubic feet, it's $5.06. If you go to a side-by-side, it's $5, 21 cubic feet, would be $5.61. An Energy Star frost-free 24 cubic feet is $5.94 per month, and an Energy Star 25 cubic foot is $6.60 per month. So you can see that if you add it up by the month, if you have a large refrigerator and it's frost-free, it can add up to, you know, $100 a year. Now, televisions are kind of surprising. If you have a plasma TV that's greater than 50 inches, it's about 5 cents an hour. If you have one that's less than that, it's about 4 cents an hour. If you have an LCD greater than 50 inch, it's 1 cent per hour. So LCD TVs are pretty darn economical. And if you have a smaller one, like 40 to 49 inches, it's less than 1 cent per hour. If you have an older cathode ray tube, about, you know, 25, 27 inches, about a penny an hour. The DVRs, about $3.17 a month. A VCR is less than 1 cent per hour. DVD, less than 1 cent per hour. If you have a Nintendo, PlayStation, those would be about 2 cents an hour. Your computer is going to be about 3 cents per hour, depending on which one you have. Well, between 1 and 3 cents. A desktop computer, same thing. Laptop computer, same thing. Now, the monitor for your computer is also going to be about 1 cent per hour. If it's a 17-inch CRT or LCD. We'll continue a little bit more when we come back after these few short commercial announcements. What I'm trying to give you is a feeling for how much electricity your devices use. Because when you get your generator, you're going to need to know this.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just me for this hour and a couple of Colts. And I was looking out the window from the studio here at the farmhouse, and I can see Mrs. Finelli and our son, and they've got all the hoods up of all the vehicles outside outside the studio, and they've got the crawling under and on top of the tractors looking at the cooling systems. And I just wanted to mention, it's 41 degrees here right now at the farm in Missouri, and that's 9 degrees above freezing. So I suggest that you do what Mrs. Finelli and our son are doing right this moment. And if you expect that it's going to get below freezing in your neck of the woods, that you get a, if you don't have one, buy an antifreeze tester. And I just checked the internet. They are available at AutoZone right now for $2.99. And these have a little hose, plastic hose, and you stick that hose in, you open up your radiator cap, you stick that into the antifreeze in your cooling system, and squeeze the bulb and withdraw antifreeze into this cavity. And there's a needle or dial that will tell you to what protection level your antifreeze is. So it'll say minus 20 or minus 10 or 15, plus 15, and it'll tell you you're only protected to that amount. And if you aren't protected at least 10 degrees below the temperature in your neck of the woods, what it's going to be at a minimum, you need to do something. Because if you don't, your antifreeze will not protect your block from cracking, your engine block. And if that happens, it's goodbye engine, and it may be goodbye car, depending on how much it costs to replace the engine. So, word to the wise, you can go and get it at Walmart, the Chinese factory outlet. You can get it at any of the auto parts stores. Typically, these testers used to be about $6. It looks like they've dropped the price. I suggest if you don't have one, you get one. We have a couple of them, and we use them all the time. And it will tell you at what level of boil over protection you are good for and what level of freeze protection you're good for. And typically, I like to at least have a 50-50 mixture of full-strength antifreeze and distilled water. So half water, half antifreeze. But some antifreeze comes 50-50 pre-mixed. So make sure you know what you're buying. It's more expensive to buy it per unit of antifreeze if it's pre-mixed, because when you dilute it with water, it actually costs you more money to buy it pre-mixed 50-50 than to buy it full strength and buy a gallon of water. So just want to let you know that those are my thoughts on that, and I think you ought to jump on it like right now. Now, laundry, lighting. So you know that an incandescent 100-watt bulb will cost about one penny per hour. Okay, compact fluorescent bulb will use a fraction of that. And an LED will use even less than a compact fluorescent. In the laundry, you're looking at 28 cents to 44 cents per load for drying your clothes. If you wash in hot water with a warm rinse in your washing machine, it's about 69 cents a load. If you wash warm and cold rinse, it's 25 cents. Now, in our case, we never wash in warm water. Never. Never. All you have to do is fill the washer with water, let it sit for an hour, and that's pretty good. And you can wash cold and rinse cold. And that's what we do. I don't think we've washed with warm water for, I don't know, 40 years. Vacuum cleaners, about 8 cents an hour. Irons, if you want to iron clothes, 12 cents an hour. And when I was in eighth grade, I had a wonderful teacher, and he said that in Germany, what the women would do is if they're going to iron clothes, they'd get them ready and they'd iron them all at the same time. They didn't iron one shirt today and another shirt tomorrow and a different shirt in the afternoon and slacks. You know, they would do it all at one time. They would put it in a batch and they would iron all the clothes because it takes energy to heat up the iron each time, so you waste energy if you don't do it in a batch. Night lights, boy, not much, 16 cents a month. Electric blankets, and you should never use one anyway, but about 6 cents a night. Why? Because if you have an electric blanket, you are subjecting yourself to 120-volt electricity, alternating current, 60 cycles, and it's probably bad for you. I wouldn't do it. If you have an aquarium, if you have an aquarium that has a heater running the aerator, the compressor, and maybe a little heater, you're looking at between 1 and 13 cents an hour. Hair dryers, 17 cents an hour. Curling irons, 1 cent per hour. Not too bad. Whirlpool tub, 20 cents an hour. Swimming pool, and that's a big one. So a swimming pool, if you have a pump, I believe that you're really looking at about 20 cents an hour to run the filter. 20 cents an hour for a swimming pool. And if you have a swimming pool, there are two kinds of pumps. You can get a two-speed pump, which is what we had when we had a swimming pool back in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And it would use 1/6 the electricity on low and the full amount on high. So we always had ours run on low. The motor ran cooler, and it used 1/6 the electricity. So consider that. Those are my thoughts for today. And I think Steve Elkins and I are going to be broadcasting more about these kinds of tips next Thursday on Republic Broadcasting. But I'll be back on Monday on GCN. Thank you so much, GCN and RBN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.